Welcome to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches, real-life stories of Canadian real estate investors. Learn more at www.barrymaguire.ca.
All right. There's a dead guy in my suite, and this is really interesting. Well, I find it interesting. I've had two calls in the last month for separate RAIN members who had a scenario where somebody, a tenant, passed away. And luckily, none of them were the scenario where the tenant paid his rent on the first of the month, died on the second of the month, and then your first clue that he was dead was he didn't pay the rent and you went over to investigate 30 days later.
Or the neighbors.
They weren't like that. But apparently it happens lots more than you would think. So in both of these cases, the tenant passes away, and our RAIN member is, as sympathetic as they are, they're going, okay, now what do I do? I've got a suite full of stuff. I've got security deposits, which you can probably forfeit for rent because, you know, the dead guy isn't paying this month's rent, is he? So what are you going to do? You want to re-rent the suite. But the legal thing that you have to watch out for is that when somebody passes away, officially, it's their estate who is now in charge of their affairs. Their executor or their administrator is in charge. But to get to be an executor or an administrator, it takes a long time. It's an official, laborious court process. And if there's one thing that takes a long time, it's estates. The courts are very protective of estates because there's so much flim-flam going on where people are trying to steal and families are cheating and lying and trying to grab it out from their brother that they're very protective of. And so it takes a long time to get the official court approval that someone's in charge. So, ideally, you would like to deal with the estate, and that's the safest re-rental. If someone comes along and says, hi, I'm the executor, here's my copy of probate, great, you say, give them all the stuff. You release everything to the executor. That just doesn't happen. So the next thing, I think, is you make the Residential Tenancies Act work for you. I say that when a tenant dies, they have abandoned the goods. And so you use the abandoned goods section of the Residential Tenancies Act to deal with what's left. There's a monetary level where if the stuff is worth less than a certain amount of money, which I think is $2,000, you can really just dispose of it and not really worry about it. If it's higher than that, then there's other things that you have to do. So if you treat it as abandoned goods, I think that you always, in all these circumstances, take lots of pictures and video, and you can just clear it out if you want. You can just clear it out if it's less than two. Store it if it's more. But I think you can also deal with somebody who shows up and says that they are the next of kin. They show up and say they're the next of kin. I mean, you ask a few questions. If someone shows up and says, hi, I'm Johnny's mom, and yeah, he's got a brother and me, and that's the family. Well, she's likely to be the executor of his estate if she ever was going to be that person. As I said, you're going to take the security deposit for rent because you're not going to get that last month's rent. Practically speaking, in both of the cases that I'm talking about, our RAIN members met up with somebody who said, I am the next of kin. They looked at what was in the suite, and it was really just, you know, thrift store stuff. They weren't folks who had a lot of money. So they took lots of pictures and video, and they just released everything to that person who said they were the next of kin. So could you get into a little trouble handling it like that? Yeah, legally you could. Practically speaking, I don't think you're going to ever get into any trouble like that. So there's three ways to do it. But tonight, this is always oversimplified. When people die in your suites, I suggest you go and talk to your lawyer and just refresh your memory on how you should handle this. You can talk to me about that. I don't mind. What else? Best to deal with somebody who's got the grant of probate? Chances are that's not going to happen. You're going to have to deal with it faster than the 3 to 12 months. We got the Residential Tenancies Act, abandoned goods section. You can probably deal with things. Or, in most cases, you're going to try and identify the next of kin. You're going to, I would like you to get them to sign a piece of paper saying, hi, I'm Johnny's mom, I'm the next of kin, and I am taking possession of all of his stuff, and I will distribute it accordingly to the family. I think if you do that, you're not going to run into any trouble. And of course, the other thing is, try and pick healthier tenants so they don't die on you.
Thanks for listening to Barry Maguire's Tales from the Trenches. Get the inside scoop on real estate investing from one of Canada's foremost real estate lawyers. To print this tale, and for more valuable investing insights, go to www.barrymaguire.ca.